Shabbat Shalom. Let's try again. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, all right. So this week's Haftarah, we get what I think is one of the most crucial moments in the development of the Jewish people. We have to go back a little bit before our Haftarah starts to understand it. Elijah, the prophet of Havdalah fame, but before he was associated with Havdalah, he was a prophet. So the Israel and Judah have split. So in the northern kingdom of Israel, Jews everywhere are starting to worship Baal, a foreign god, not our God. Elijah calls a famous showdown on two mountains. Elijah stands on one mountain, the prophets of Baal stand on another mountain, and all day long the prophets of Baal do their special rituals to try and make fire appear, and obviously they fail. Elijah, with one word, brings fire down, proving that God is the true God and Baal should not be worshipped. But in that moment, Elijah also has issued his own death warrant, because among the worshippers of Baal is the queen of Israel. And she says, I want this Elijah gone. So Elijah runs. He runs away. And God eventually directs Elijah to Mount Horeb. And God says to Elijah when he gets there, Malacha po, why are you here? What is your purpose for being here? And Elijah stands proudly and says, I am a zealous believer in you, our God. I want to do your will. Elijah spends the night in the cave, and over the night, a great tornado passes in front of the cave. But God is not in the tornado. A huge fire springs up, but God is not there. The very earth trembles in an earthquake, but God is not there either. Then, three of the most difficult words to translate, we hear a kol dmama daka, a still small voice. And that is where God is. The next morning, God says to Elijah, Malacha po, why are you here? And Elijah gives the same answer. He says, I am a zealous believer in you, our God. And then a funny thing happens. God gives him marching orders. You're going to go back. You're going to do these things. But in those orders, God says, and I want you to go find Elisha, who's going to be your successor, who's going to be the next prophet. And in that moment, I think we learn something important. We learn that Elijah failed. Elijah was supposed to learn something. Elijah, who just brought down fire from heaven to prove that God exists, missed that it's not through giant showdowns and making fire. It is in the still small voice. When he gave the same answer, he showed God, I haven't learned the lesson you tried to teach me. When he said, he did not learn that zealousness was maybe not what God wanted. We have this amazing shift from the splitting of the sea, the 10 plagues, all of the manna, the miracles and wonders that surround us as we enter the land of Israel. And in this moment, God says, I think the people need something a little more subtle. We need a still small voice. And the challenge that God issues each of us is to make sure we take some time and close our eyes and listen to the kol dmama daka, the still small voice. Shabbat Shalom.